Hello.
Hi, is Melissa around?
This is her.
Hey, Melissa, this is Gabe over at Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, I just want to get in touch there. I saw you had made an online registration, requested a call back. So, is now a good time? You have a few minutes?
Yeah, it's fine.
Right, great. Yeah, so it looks like you're inquiring about both maybe equipment and capital. Is that right?
Yes,
Okay.
possibly.
Gotcha. And, as far as equipment goes, what were you guys looking to bring on there?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about our situation.
Okay.
We have a trucking company, and we bought a truck last year in August. And this truck has been giving us nothing but problems since we bought the truck. It's only ran 5 weeks out of this whole year in 6 months. It's only ran 5 weeks. So, as you can imagine, we're behind on bills. Of course, because the truck's not running. I mean, we have another truck, but it's not enough to pay for that truck bills and the other truck bills. So right now it is at the dealer where we bought it from. We're going to see, I guess they're going to see if they can either fix it or let us trade it in to get another one. So I really don't know what's going on with that truck right now. But I do know that we need some extra cash in to help pay for some of these bills until we can figure out what's going on with the truck.
Gotcha. All right, was this like a new vehicle? Was it used?
Used.
What's going on with it? It just keeps breaking down, or?
Yeah, it's always one thing after the next. I mean, we take it, we get it fixed, it gets inspected. Everybody says it's fine. We take it out to try and, do some loads. Something else happens to it. It's always
Jeez.
something going on with it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. What kind of you mentioned maybe some capital for bills there. What kind of figure did you guys have in mind as far as what you're looking to bring on there?
Well, I would really like, because we had to get a couple other loans. In this process with, having to pay for it to get fixed and this and that, I would really like to get maybe $30,000 or $40,000 and pay off all those, so we only have one bill to pay. But at the minimum, we would at least need like 5 or 10.
Okay. All right. You mentioned a couple loans you're looking to maybe consolidate there down to one note. What are the balances on those? How many are there for? Are these working capital loans? Is this an SBA loan? Is this lines of credit? What are you guys looking?
They're lines of credit. I really don't know what a working capital loan is, actually. What's the
Okay.
difference between that and
Okay, so what's the current balances there with the lines of credit?
I believe we have two of them, and I think they're around 7,000 each.
So about 7,000 each. Okay. And who are those with?
One of them is with QuickBridge, and the other one is it's with Lending Club.
Lending Club. Okay. All right. So you have so basically about $14,000 total there. You're looking to pay off.
Yes.
Okay. And excuse me, I had to yawn there. What did the business do in 2015 in gross annual sales there?
I don't know the exact figure. Let me see if my husband would know about how much.
Hey, do you have like just like a ballpark idea?
Okay, it was about $40,000, but we didn't, I mean, we didn't start until August.
Okay, so the business opened in August?
I did, I mean, I started in April is when I did our name and everything through SunBiz, but we didn't start running the truck until August, the time, you know, got loans to get the truck and all that. It was August before we started.
Gotcha. What about, excuse me, so you guys got things going in August. So it sounds like you guys did like $40,000 towards the last few months of the year there?
Yes.
Okay. What about this year? Like year-to-date revenue, or what are your projections here for 2016 as far as gross annual sales go?
The projection for 2016?
Yes. What are you guys on track for? Any idea?
We say that again? Well, we projected 220,000 with the two trucks running.
Okay.
But no, we haven't had that one truck. You know, it's been down a lot, so.
So how would you describe your monthly deposits there? How much you guys deposited in the business bank account?
Deposited, it's about 10,000.
About 10,000 a month?
A month. But that's with the one truck running.
Okay.
It's like 2,000 something a week.
Okay, so about 10,000 a month. Okay, got you. As far as the ownership goes, are you 100% owner there? Do you have any partners?
Yes.
You're 100%
I'm 100%,
owner?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you guys deliver? Do you guys mostly do like in-state delivering there in Florida? Do you guys do any out-of-state?
We do out-of-state.
Okay, what are you guys mostly transporting there?
We do all kinds of stuff, just general freight, anything. We've done lumber, we do candy, vegetables, just anything, because we have a flatbed and a reefer trailer.
Okay. All right. And are these, is the Quick Bridge and Lending Club, are these through the business? Are these on the personal side, or are these through the business?
That's the business.
Okay, got you. And are you guys incorporated there, LLC, sole proprietorship?
LLC,
okay. What kind of term is so the those are lines of credit with Lending Club and QuickBridge, or are those more like a term loan?
Those are term loans.
Okay, what's the term length?
QuickBridge was 6 months, I think. That one should be paid off in September, I believe. The other one was, I think, a year. So it wouldn't be paid off until like the end of this year or something.
Okay. And are you making?
Now
like
we
any...
also
go ahead.
We I'll well, see. The QuickBridge is a daily payment that comes out, which I really don't like that at all. And then the Lending Club is a monthly payment.
Okay.
And we also work full time. So the trucking company is actually like our side business.
Gotcha.
We also work full time, so we have other income.
Okay. Yeah, I mean $10,000 a month in deposits is usually the minimum that we'll consider. So I mean, we can definitely like to see if we could do something for you. So any capital would be used to get the truck up and running there, is that right?
Yes.
So that would be used for the repairing of the truck, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I'd definitely like to, you know, at least see what we can do for you, if anything. You know, all we're looking at there, you guys probably haven't filed taxes yet, right? Or did you?
Taxes
for
2015. Like
So you did. Okay, but that didn't really show. That just showed your revenue, right, for about 5 months last year, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to do is what we're going to look at here, 6 months business bank statements, and then just a one-page application.
Okay.
So I wouldn't really, I don't think, so you guys, I wouldn't, I don't think the tax return, we really need to take a look at, just because, you know, it's not really going to show us too much, because you guys were kind of just getting off the ground there. But yeah, that's really what we'll look at here, you know, as far as, you know, seeing what we can do for the business is 6 months business banks, and then the one-page application I can send off to you there. Okay. I have an email here, goldstonetrucking@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you off the one-page application there, and that way you'll have my contact information on file as well. You can email or fax over those documents.
Okay. Now, will you need our anything from our personal account? Do you consider that income at all? Or?
No, we just strictly do commercial lending, so we wouldn't be looking at any personal accounts, even though, you know, you guys do have full-time jobs. This would be strictly... a business loan, if you know we are able to get you approved for what you're looking for. So we would just be looking at the. Do you guys have the business account set up, or is it just running through your personal accounts?
No, I have a business account.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, so I will shoot that email off to you here shortly, and you can definitely you'll have my direct line on there. Again, my name is Gabe. If you do have any questions, you know, you can reach me here. Or shoot me back an email, whatever's best for you, but. Yeah, I'll get that sent out to you there, and I'll just kind of, you know, request the bank statements that we had kind of already talked about there, and as soon as you get that stuff over to me, we usually get you an answer in 1 to 2 days, and we'll go from there. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Just to kind of touch on your needs there, I'm not sure if we'll be able to pay off both QuickBridge and LendingClub. I can definitely see if that's an option for us. That's what I'm going to try and get done here, but I will, we'll get this stuff in, we'll go to work and see what can be done for you guys. Let me ask you this, so if, I think you had already kind of touched on it, so with this other truck up and running, how much will that generate extra on a monthly basis for you, say?
That would be, at least another 8,000, 10,000 a month.
8 to 10 a month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm getting tired over here. I'll get that sent off to you there, Melissa, and definitely email me or give me a call if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye.